Hello, hello, hello. Hi, guys. Welcome to another episode of the Dramasology Podcast. In this episode, I am very, very excited to cover this drama because it's a drama that I've been looking forward to since I first saw the preview. This is the drama My Lovely Runner, starring Byung Woo-suk and Kim Ye-eun. So for those who don't know, this drama is basically about this girl who, you know, get a new lease on life because of her favorite idol, right? When she has an accident and she's contemplating ending her life, that's the moment that this top idol comes into her life and kind of brings a light with him, right? And so she's very devoted, like any K-pop fan. She is, you know, so devoted to this idol, follows him, goes to his concerts, things like that, right? And so this is the kind of person she is. She really lives for this one idol, right? Unfortunately for her, at some point this idol is said to have tragically passed away, right? And so you can imagine for somebody like our lead, Im Seol, she is immediately devastated by this news because again she is kind of tied her existence to this person that, you know, means a lot to her, right? And so she's very, very saddened by this. But for some odd reason, she's able to somehow travel back in time, 15 years back in time to the past, where she actually meets this idol before, obviously, he was an idol, was still in school. And our goal now is really to save him, right, from himself, right? Because the way she understands things is that he committed suicide, right? And so she's going back and trying to make sure that he's in the best possible mental health going forward. And so that's really our goal, right? And so yeah, that is the story. Now, for those who know me and you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you will know that I am a huge, huge fan of the rebirth trope. That is like when a character goes back in time and relives her life over again. So for those who know me, you know that that's probably why I am so into this drama and why I was looking forward to this. Then you now add the fact that he has Byung Woo-suk and Kim Ye-eun in this. Like, you knew I was gonna watch this. Like, this is easily my most anticipated drama so far. I've really not thought about any other drama but this drama. I mean, Ijeuk's drama, I really anticipated that one as well, but it was a huge, huge disappointment for a bunch of reasons. But other than Ijeuk's drama, this is a drama that the minute I saw the preview, I was like, oh my god, I have to see this drama, and I am basically dying at this point. So only 2 of the 16 episodes have aired, and I've watched those 2 episodes, and again, I just want more at this point. I don't know why I did this to myself. I really should not be watching dramas on air, but I can't help myself. They are just so good. And so I've watched the first 2 episodes and they are so very, very good. Like I said, this drama stars Byung Woo-suk. Byung Woo-suk plays Roseon Ji, who is the idol, right? And then we have Kim Ye-eun, who is the other person casted in this as a female lead, and she's playing Im Seol, who is that girl that is obsessed with the star, right? And so they are the 2 couple in this. You also have Song Gun-hee playing Kim Tae-sung and Lee Sung-hyeol playing Baekhyun Hyuk, right? And so these are like the 4 main cast in this, right? And I have to say, just on Byung Woo-suk, I love Byung Woo-suk because he's one of those like actors that give me a lot of nostalgia, because I've seen him in a lot of things where he's ended up dying, right? He has really traumatized me and a lot of fans, like K-drama fans, because he always dies in his dramas, and it's always dramas you never expect him to die in. The very first one was, spoiler alert if you've not seen any of his dramas, I'm about to spoil the ending of one of the dramas that he was in. So the first drama, 20th Century Girl, I remember that drama being something that I thought would be a rom-com. I remember thinking it was going to be a rom-com, and then he dies at the end, and I was so pissed, right? I was so angry, right? So that's one. The other one was Strong Girl Namsoon. This one I kind of expected his end to be bad, but I did not expect them to make him so likable and to make me want to root for him, right? Because at the end I was really, really sad he died as well, right? Because he had such good chemistry with the lead. I didn't even finish that drama, to be honest. I skipped through it. I just know he died, and so I was like, yeah, I'm not watching this again. So yeah, like Byung Woo-suk is a long time coming. He deserves a main role, and this is, I think, his first like lead full length drama where he's the lead. So very excited to see him. He's already like, I've watched the first episode and he's already like, just, he's visually stunning, so tall, and I just love him so much. Then honestly, I will say my reason for watching this drama, my actual core reason, is because of Kim Ye-eun. who is playing the female lead. Kim Eun is playing Im Sol in this, and I have to say I am a huge Kim Eun fan. She's one of those actresses in her age group that I think is just amazing, right? She has a face that's very interesting to me because I feel like her face gives me the vibe that she would not be good at acting, but she's like just this powerhouse for how tiny she is, right? And so I've seen her in a lot of dramas, right? I mean, a lot of people have seen her in like Sky Castle. That's where a lot of people know her from. But for me, it was Extraordinary You, which is very similar to this drama. She plays a very similar character, doing very similar things. But I remember watching that drama and thinking that, wow, amazing actress, right? Is this something about the way she acts her scenes that even though it's supposed to be like cringe or anything, she doesn't give you that cringe, right? Even though she's supposed to be bubbly and, you know, acting very girlish, it's not cringy, it's not annoying. And I just like when a character can do that, when somebody can act that, it's like, wow, it's amazing. So I really liked her in that. She was also in Snowdrop. And while I did not finish Snowdrop, I remember her being the highlight of that drama because she was better than the female lead for me. She overshadowed the female lead in that drama, unfortunately. And so, like, I was watching her character. I mean, I didn't finish the drama, but I remember her character was the one I was watching for the moments where I actually watched that drama. So, yeah, she is somebody that I am... like, I like her so much, and she's even the only reason I need to watch this drama, right? And so, yeah, this two just fantastic, right? I won't go into the other leads because I don't know them that well. I mean, I've seen them here and there, but, like, I don't know them well enough to, like, talk about them. But anyways, moving on, just to talk about the first two episodes and what I noticed. So, first of all, like I said, Kim Eun's character, Im Sol, is one that she is able to go back in time and kind of try and save her idol, right? Everything is really cute about her. Everything is really cute about the setting, the way she acts. Everything is just not too serious, right? And that's something I like about this drama. Even though, like, yes, Ri Sung-jae ends up dead and everything, they still managed to make it very light-hearted, right? Still managed to make it kind of a romantic comedy, right? Even though it has heavy subjects, right? For example, like Im Sol, right? She uses a wheelchair, but you can tell from like her personality that she tries not to let this affect her, right? Now, for those who've watched the first two episodes, right, there's something that happens at the end of episode two that I want to talk about because I didn't see it coming. For those who know, this is based on, I think, a webtoon or a novel or something like that. Like, it's a adaptation of a existing material, like source work. So a lot of people might have already known that this would happen, but for me, that moment where you find out that Ri Sung-jae was already in love with her when they were younger, it was like a mind blown. I was like stunned. I was like smiling through it. I was giggling like a child. Like, it was so sweet because I was not expecting that. I even had to go back and watch episode one again because I was like, did I miss that? And I went back, and yes, I did miss it. Like, in that scene where Ri Sung-jae stops by the highway and sees her there, right, and he talks to her, I just thought that he was being nice, right? But when I went back and I watched it again, knowing what I know about like episode two and the fact that he had a crush on her when they were younger, I was like, oh my god, now I see the way he's looking at her is kind of different, and he says some things that is very like almost like he's familiar with her, right? And I was just like, oh my god, this is so cute. Like, you guys understand how like my interest in the drama just like shot up to the ninth degree once I realized that he had a crush on her. Like, he was like, ah, like, this is like the drama I've been waiting for. These days, a lot of Korean dramas are like doing too much, which is fine, right? Like, they want to show the action, they want to do all sorts of like dramas and interesting like stories, but like, I miss those light-hearted, just like pure romance dramas because it's so sweet, guys. Like, once I realized that he liked her, my worldview just changed. Because like, so you know that scene, right, where he basically calls her, right? So that moment where he saves her, right, calls her, and you know, he's doing this challenge on the radio show and everything, you know. So when I first saw that scene, at first I thought that, okay, he was nervous about calling this random person and making sure that he like passed his challenge. That was what I thought, right? But knowing what I know now in episode two, I'm like, okay, so did he call her on purpose knowing that it was her, right? And that was why he was nervous, right? Because you see him agitated, right, in the like radio studio room. And so I was wondering that, like, maybe he knows it's her, right? So maybe he did it in some way to make sure he calls her, right? And so my like my head is tingling, right? It's like, okay, maybe, right, he's not able to meet her for a reason, like her mom disapproves or something. And that's why he hasn't gone to see her in person, right? To maybe talk about the accident. Because again, I still think he has something to do with the accident. And so the only other way to get through to her is through that radio. And so that's why he called her number, right? And talked to her specifically, right? Because otherwise, like, because he would have recognized that voice, right? Honestly, if you're in love with somebody, you would know what they sound like on, like, when someone's talking to you, right? So that's my theory on that as well, right? So I feel like, again, ties everything together, right? Their whole life has been intertwined over the years, and she doesn't know, right? Like, because obviously, why would an idol stop for a random person on the sidewalk, right? On the highway too. It's not just any sidewalk, it was on the highway sidewalk, right? So that is my theory, right? And I think I'm onto something, guys. And I really should have put two and two together, because like, there's a scene before that, right, where Risanjay's friend is telling him that Imso likes Kim Tae-sung, right? And Risanjay seems immediately, like, angry. He seems jealous. And I was like, that's all. Like, I get that, like, she's been clinging on to you and everything this past few, like, scenes. But, like, for you to just fall in love with her that quickly, I was like, that seems a little odd. But I was like, you know, it's romance and they want to speed up the romance. I'm fine with it. But then when I saw the end and saw that he actually liked her, I was like, oh my God, that's why he was pissed. He already knew her before. Like, they are neighbors and everything. All this while, she's lived life not knowing she knew him or that he knew her and everything, right? Her accidents and the reason why she had to start using a wheelchair is also tied to him. I just don't know how. I even think his retirement, the fact that he wants to retire, might also be because of her, which is like just the like romantic part of me that wishes that to be true, right? But it's just something about the way they've tied the story. I feel like they are actually more tied together and interconnected over the years, that she doesn't know it, but he knows it, right? And that's kind of what's driving him to do a lot of things. But anyways, moving on. She's already made some changes to the future. We saw at the end of season two that a picture appeared of the two of them on his table in his like apartment, right? So something has changed already, right? I mean, it's funny because she can't change anything in the world she's in, right? Like, she can't try and tell him what will happen. The timeline just freezes, right? And so no one can actually hear what she's saying, right? And that's very interesting. It's a very interesting like plot, this thing that they've thrown in there that is going to make her try and work hard in a different way to make sure things don't happen, right? She's gonna have to actually put efforts to make sure those things don't happen. So that's very interesting to me too, that that is there. I just like the way he's already smitten with her, like the first moment where she hugs him. And you know, again, I just thought it was his personality that was nice, in that like when she hugged him, I was like, I mean, this is someone you don't know, you should like be trying to throw her off immediately. But he was just like, why are you doing this? Like, who are you? I mean, he knew who she was, right? But he was just like taken aback. You know, I just thought he was being nice, that okay, he's not gonna push her off. But like, he was, cause it was somebody that he had a crush on, that he was okay with her hugging him. And I was like, oh my God, that's so sweet. Like, all these moments, like that moment where they're in the bookstore and she's using his arm as a headrest and like he's sweating. I like how that was realistic, because in like dramas, when that happens, I just think in my head that like the guy's arm must be hurting, right? But they show it here, like he starts sweating after a while and everything. So I love everything about this drama. It's so cute. It's easily my most anticipated drama of the week, along with Unknown, which is like a BL drama I'm also watching. So yeah, like guys, I don't know what else to say than to say, if you've not watched this, you have to watch it immediately. Although, I mean, I have respect for the people that can't just like wait till a drama finishes airing, because I can't do it. Like, I've tried and I'm just like, I can't do it. Also because I use TikTok a lot and I will see all the spoilers. I have to watch it immediately, right? No one can like spoil something for me. That's also why I have caught up on Queen of Tears, because I was seeing so much spoilers and I was like, nah, I have to go and watch this myself before they spoil everything and ruin the like excitement. So yeah, this is a very cute drama. Everything is well done. I am very interested to see how she will try and fix everything from her accident to, you know, I don't know if life will go the same route as it did the first time, in that, like, he will end up being an idol again, right? I saw a picture of them, and this is a spoiler, I saw pictures of them in college, so they're obviously going to go to the same college and everything, so their romance keeps going, and I'm just so excited to see all this. Like, this is a kind of light hearted drama I'm looking for. Chinese dramas do this a lot of youth dramas, but like Korean dramas don't do it as much anymore, and I'm like so happy that this is airing. So yeah, the only other thing I'll mention about this drama is that, so the name of the group is called Eclipse. If you're in North America, right, specifically I am in the US, right, if you're in the North America region, you know that there's an eclipse on April 8th in North America, right? And it's just funny because I'm like, did they plan that to have them watch the eclipse? Like, you see in like the first few scenes of episode 1, people are like watching the eclipse happen, and I'm just like, is that planned, knowing that it will air on April 8th, which is also the date of the eclipse in North America? If it was, that's genius. But I'm like, I don't know if they have that much like control, because I mean, this is by broadcasting schedule, right? And so when one drama ends, another one starts immediately the next week. So I don't know if it's planned. I mean, they might have tried to plan it that way and it worked out, and so that's why. But I just been thinking that, wow, that's actually very cool, because I just finished watching the eclipse and I saw it on the first episode and I was like, oh, that's such a nice tidbit if it was added on purpose. But yeah, that's really it for me about this drama. I will not cover this week to week, just because there's a lot of other things I want to cover. I might give an update at some point, maybe the halfway point, to tell you how I'm feeling. I just gush about this drama because I just know it's going to be amazing, and I just trust the writers to do well, hopefully. I've heard there are changes already made to the story, but I'm going to trust the writers to do well by the story. And since I also don't know anything about the story, I don't really care what they change. So far, it's good. So yeah, that's really it for my review of My Lovely Runner episodes 1 and 2. Thank you guys so much for listening. Have a very, very lovely day. Bye.